sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the show. Great to have you with us. Today's show being brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. You can call Rick at 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. And again, that's 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Go to them anytime. Rick will do a great job for you every time. We're in the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, our phone line open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. We'll have those phone lines open. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com is going to join us a little bit later in the show. Also, Maya Hayes, one of the top women's soccer players in the country, will join us as well, just off a fabulous performance with the under-20 team for the United States. They just got back from Tokyo. She rejoins Penn State. She scored 31 goals last year, in which she led the nation in goal scoring. We look forward to having Maya Hayes on the show as well, along with Adam Rittenberg. But before we get to all that and your calls at 1-800-795-9565, time now for Dan Patrick.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-286. 1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
Our Wall Express service lane is now open at Front Street Motors in Sunbury. Come in and get repairs done to your car, and you don't have to take a full day off at work. That's right, we're going to get you in and out as you sit in our showroom. And in September, to top it all off, we're going to do our platinum service. That is an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, all for $19.95. And in September, if you're in a market to get into a new used car, truck, or van, what we're going to do at Front Street is we're going to match your money down up to $3,000. This is going to help you get into that lower payment or possibly get you into a vehicle because your credit is damaged. So if you're looking to get your vehicle repaired or you just want a new one, Front Street Motors at the Wall in September is the place.
Front Street Motors at the Wall in Sunbury.
It's a feeling you get when everything's just right.
I guess it must be my turn then.
Now it's your turn.
Today's show, after the big cat is done, being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. And that is going to be busy today because we're going to have two guests today. Bob Sochi, who's the play-by-play voice of Navy football. He'll join us at 3:35, and Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com joins us today at 4:05. We now bring in Kevin Herr.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, and you?
Doing well, actually. It's all Steve Jones Thursday on WKOK.
that's what you get stuck with when you get stuck with me.
It's all Steve Jones all afternoon.
Yeah, that's what you get stuck with.
I didn't say I was complaining about it.
Yeah, that's what you have.
You know, I have to share this with you because it was a message. You remember Jill had posted a couple of questions. We were talking about Notre Dame yesterday. She posted on Facebook.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure she was listening when we gave the answer. And she was nice enough to send back this message that she has learned a lot since the show came on the air and have been especially grateful for the knowledge and support that you have shown and given the Penn State for the past 10 months. And as an alum, she said that you guys really helped me through some dark days. So I thought that was some really nice words.
Well, that's very kind of her to say. Very kind of her to say. Very, very nice.
We also share the not so kind words too, but you know.
Well, we haven't really had a lot of
one or two, one or two. Yeah, but yeah, we shared those as well.
You know, I mean, the one about me where they misspelled bum. All right, you know, I got. That's the way it goes.
Equal opportunity information.
That's right. So we do that. So it's that's what we try to do. We try to keep you as informed as possible, and if we can do a good job with that, then terrific. If we can do that, terrific. That's what we hope to do. So, but our number is 1-800-795-9565. This Notre Dame move, which we will talk about with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com in just about 45 minutes away. Okay. Meanwhile, if Barty's around, we can talk about Joe Flacco for about 2 hours.
No, I'm good with that, not talking about him.
Oh, you're brutal.
I'm good with letting it go. You know, I actually was amazed yesterday. The Phillies have won 7 in a row.
Yeah, I know they have.
In case you haven't noticed.
They're only 3 games back.
And judging by the attendance, you haven't. They're only three games back.
They are 3 games back.
And I must be honest. I gave up at the trade deadline.
Well, you remember we had Chris Wheeler on the last time?
Yes.
We had Chris Wheeler on, how many weeks ago?
After the trade deadline? Yeah, it was right after the trade deadline.
And guess what? We weren't giving a glowing is looking to the future. I mean, we're both on the same page.
Let's put it this way. We were down the road with that interview. Looking down the road.
Down the road to the future. What does this mean? Blah, 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 blah. Now they're 3 games back, and guess what? They're going to make it.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. The Cardinals are not playing well right now. The Dodgers have never caught fire. The Pirates are 9-23 in their last 32 games. They're playing .281 ball.
They've lost 6 in a row.
The Phillies are scorching hot, and now they're going to go to Houston. And basically, the way the Phillies are playing right now will be like Sherman going through Atlanta in 1864.
Listen, I know this sounds like a bandwagon comment, but I have to say this. How reminiscent of this, of last year is this, with St. Louis's surge at the end of the season?
It's a little different, and here's the reason it's different, okay? You look at we've talked so much about the trading deadline. Now, we know at the trading deadline, because of the circumstances, the Phillies were sellers. They traded Joe Blanton. They traded Shane Victorino. They traded Hunter Pence. But now let's go back to the month of July. At the beginning of July, they essentially reacquired Chase Utley. In the middle of July, they reacquired Ryan Howard. And 3 weeks into the month of July, they reacquired Roy Halladay. any team in baseball would love to acquire Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, and Roy Halladay for the stretch run. And I remember I said at the time, well, you know, let's see what happens when they have their full team. Well, it didn't quite take off right away. And with the pressure really off, because the Phillies haven't had any pressure on them, with the pressure off, they played great, and now they're back in it. Now they're back to playing pressure baseball again. But now they're doing it with confidence. Jimmy Rollins is playing better. Carlos Ruiz, they finally get him back and rolling, and he's playing great. It's amazing when you have all your parts, you can play.
You know, we were talking the other day about the American League East maybe having three teams in the playoffs. The NL East could actually have it. And you're right about the on the roll thing. St. Louis is three of seven in their last 10. They've lost three in a row. Pittsburgh 2-8, losing six in a row. And the Dodgers, who are all these teams are ahead of Philadelphia in the wild card, are 4-6, losing three in a row.
And the Pirates are 9-23. After having that wild card thing in their sights for a long time.
And now here's the other side of it. When you look at the Phillies schedule this week, this weekend, they have four with the Houston Astros.
Happy days are here again.
There's really no one in Major League Baseball you would want to be playing to get yourself set up for a wild card than the Houston Astros at 45-98.
I mean, you just look over and just say, you know what? We're four games close to the promised land.
I mean, that is literally the worst team in baseball that you have four games with.
Exactly.
Somebody really liked the schedule when they made it up and made it up that way. But the Phillies do have a little bit of a challenging run then. They have the Braves coming into town after traveling to New York for next weekend. Then it's the Nationals. Then the Marlins, and then I think it's the Braves again. No, the Nationals on the road again.
Right.
But the Strasburgless Nationals.
Right. No Strasburg. You avoid him. It's all good.
Just when I thought I could focus on football.
Well, no. This is the interesting part. If you're the Braves, the one team you do not want to face in a one-game playoff is Philadelphia. Why? Because most teams are trying to get to that second wild card, fighting their guts out to get there. I can tell you right now in 1978, in a one-game playoff, if Louis Tiant pitches that game, the Yankees do not win. If Louis Tiant is pitching in the 78 playoff game, instead of Mike Torres, the Yankees do not win. But they needed Louis Tiant to throw the final game of the regular season to get them in when they beat Toronto. Okay? Here's now my point to 2012 and the Philadelphia Phillies. When you have a staff of Roy Halladay, Cole Hamels, and Cliff Lee, you can work it in such a way where one of the three will be pitching the one-game playoff. Because of the pitching depth that they have, this is not a team you want to see in a one-game playoff.
If they make it to the wild card, this could actually go down as almost being as big of a comeback as the Mets. When you look at how far away they were in June and July.
Well, there's still 17 games out of first place.
No. I know. I realize we're talking first place and wild card.
This is a totally different scenario.
No, I'm just saying with the fact that they've been able to even make it competitive in the wild card. I'm not saying that it would surpass the Mets comeback. No, I don't mean that. But I think it would definitely go down as one of the bigger comebacks, even to get into the playoffs.
Right. No, I mean, it's an incredible comeback. It would be of historic proportions, at least among the top 10.
Right.
I mean, it's not the 1914 Boston Braves.
No.
It's not the 78 Yankees. But still, it is a big comeback. It's not the 69 Mets.
No.
No. We're behind the Cubs by such a distance heading into August. And this is the wild card, and they're also a game over 500.
That's the other thing. Now let's look at it from this side. Does that make the wild card a little less attractive? Because you're looking at the last spot. From a fan standpoint.
Once you're in, you play for it.
Okay, but we have the same argument about football, though.
Once you're in, you play for it. Everybody's 0-0. The Green Bay Packers were a number 6 seed, won the Super Bowl.
I know, but we always have this argument about football having too many wild card and a team that's 500
no,
or just
above.
Oh,
no, they don't. No, they don't. Oh, I don't hear that. It's the playoffs. The NFL hasn't expanded the playoffs in years. Only 12 teams make it. Out of 32, 20 are out.
I got to find it, because last year, I swear there was a team that was 500 or below that actually made it.
Well, no, it was the Seattle Seahawks, but they were the division champions 2 years ago. They beat the Saints.
See, I didn't think they were division champs, but you're right.
They had to be division champs. They weren't a wild card team. The problem was the Saints, as the wild card team at 12-4, had to play at Seattle because they're a division champ. That was the argument.
All right. I stand corrected.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome to the show. Great to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon. If it's Thursday, that means Rick Weibel at REW Insurance Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484. By the way, good afternoon, Lee. Rick will always take great care of you. You can always go online at rewfinancial.com. You want to go to a professional that's more than just a professional, someone who actually cares about you, and Rick Weibel does that at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Again, that's 609-9484. That's 800-609-9484. Or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar, we now bring in Bob Soci, the fine play-by-play voice of the Midshipmen of the Navy. Bob, welcome. Great to have you on board today,
Great to
Bob.
Have you. Great to have you. By the way, Bill Amin wants me to pass along his best wishes to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Bill's a good man.
Yes,
he knows better than I.
Yeah, one of the truly great guys. He told me that you were coming to town. He mentioned dinner. He said, no, I got plans. I mean, come on, Bob.
You know, I was feeling in fact, I said to my wife last night, I committed to a group of guys. We're going to Ed DeCellis got us into an Italian restaurant. It's supposed to be, I guess, a pretty popular place.
Yeah, knowing Ed, it's the Olive Garden. So.
I won't tell him you said that.
Oh, he'll know I said it. I've known Ed for 30 years, Bob. He'll know I said it.
All right.
And I know exactly which place you're going to. Okay. And you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, well, I look forward to it. And it's going to be an interesting experience, I know, on many levels. But, I look forward to coming to State College for a long time.
Well, Ireland had to be an interesting experience on many levels. Talk about some of those levels and what the experience was like.
Well, I think that, first and foremost, this was Navy and Notre Dame's second trip to Dublin. And my understanding is that there was a tremendous spike in interest the second time around, and also football knowledge. So when I got over to Ireland, I'd heard all these stories about what it was like in 1996 preparing for a broadcast at Croke Park in Dublin. And what I experienced was quite different than expectations. It was great being there in the first place. The people were so hospitable. There was a lot of excitement for the game. While Navy and Notre Dame sold out their allotments very quickly, tickets on sale to the general public in Ireland sold out in about 2 hours. So that was remarkable in and of itself. And the entire weekend that we spent in Dublin, the people rolled out the red carpet. And watching Navy play Notre Dame in so many different venues, having seen them at the Meadowlands, in Baltimore, in Landover, and, of course, South Bend through the years during my association with the Naval Academy, this truly was unique. You had this international flavor to it for obvious reasons, because we were playing overseas. It was a home away from home game for Navy with the mids logistically going through a lot of hoops to stage the game. One of the advanced people for Navy from the athletic department made 9 on-site visits over the course of the last few years to Dublin. But the game went off really without a hitch, except for what took place between the lines, with Notre Dame dominating right from the start. But overall, really a wonderful experience. The people of Ireland were great. Certainly looking forward to going back someday as a tourist. Didn't have a chance to do a lot of sightseeing. Did a little bit of pub crawling, and that was worth it as well. But certainly looking forward to State College this weekend.
And the Olive Garden. In terms of the treatment of the Naval Academy, what have you noticed in recent years that when the Naval Academy goes into another stadium, you know, there are traditional rivals that happen along the way. There's an intensity sometimes in the stands that an Auburn, Alabama has and so forth. What about the treatment of the Naval Academy? Do you sense the respect from the fans for those players on the field and the program itself?
Well, Steve, I've often referred to it since 9/11 in particular as really a tour of reverence for the midshipmen. Consistently in some places, like when Navy goes to Notre Dame every other year, the fans are very gracious. Maybe a lot of that had to do with all the success Notre Dame's enjoyed over the last 4-plus decades at Navy's expense. But, you know, in all seriousness, people were very gracious in the late 90s during my first years with Navy when we would go to South Bend. But you didn't always get that same kind of treatment at other venues. But definitely since 9/11, obviously, as so many in this country had their outlook changed, so did the perspective toward the midshipmen that we encountered around the country wherever we go. The people are very grateful for the service of the young men and women from the Naval Academy. You know, so often the football team is accompanied by not only its drum and bugle corps, but a contingent of mids, anywhere from 500 to maybe even 1,000-plus at different stadiums around the country, depending on their capacities and proximity to Annapolis. And, you know, it is amazing to see the kind of respect and appreciation, signs of appreciation that are shown from the Navy football team. When we went to South Carolina last year, there was a different kind of atmosphere. And I only bring that up because it stood out as such a truly exceptional experience, because the Mids were actually booed when they came out of their locker room for the final pregame warm-ups before the kickoff. So that was truly out of the ordinary, because at every other venue in any other week since 9/11, the experience has been totally different.
And let's talk about this football team. You've been very fortunate, Navy, to watch in recent years some very good quarterbacks that brought quickness to the table. Also, you know, Ricky Dobbs is a pretty good thrower. What about Trey Miller? What does he bring to the table that you like in this triple option, even though he's still being weaned into it?
Yeah, like Dobbs, he's a good thrower. And, you know, I've heard him described by one of the Navy offensive players, slot back Bo Snelson, as a hybrid of Dobbs and his successor, last year's quarterback Chris Proctor, who is very fast in his decision-making. A guy with a lot of speed to make plays in the running game. Miller doesn't have Proctor's experience running the option offense because Proctor played in a similar style in high school. Miller is much more like Dobbs from the standpoint of being a passing-oriented quarterback coming out of high school and adapting to the triple option during his collegiate career. He was beaten up pretty constantly by Notre Dame throughout that game in Dublin. Certainly took a lot of hits, not only running, of course, but also in the pocket. Trying to make plays with the passing game because the Mids were down big so early and had to go to the air more frequently than they would like. Came out of that contest with a sprained ankle, at least a mild sprain, they say. He was in a walking boot for a couple of days and didn't practice until this week. But Miller showed his toughness, certainly showed a deft touch passing the ball. I think he gives Navy a fourth dimension to go with the triple option running attack, much the way Dobbs did. One difference that I have seen in Miller's case is that when he is under pressure, he's not necessarily going to immediately tuck it and run. This guy's going to try to keep plays alive by moving away from the pocket, but still looking downfield to seek out receivers. Navy doesn't have a lot of secondary routes in its passing offense. But Miller seems to be one guy who's able to check down and find outlet receivers. So many big passing plays for Navy come off play action right down the middle of the field to maybe one of two receivers in the pass patterns. But in Miller's case against Notre Dame, he was again able to make plays by dumping the ball off in the flat or hitting receivers underneath, throwing east and west as well as north and south down the middle of the field.
Defensively, what do you see from Navy defensively? Obviously, you know, the mile requirements probably keeps the size down in terms of how big some of these people are, but how well do they play on a defense in spite of them having great size up front?
And that's the big difference, Steve. The Miz got manhandled up front by Notre Dame's offensive line, and Navy's going to have a very difficult time on Saturday with Penn State's offensive front if the Nittany Lions, you know, stick with the run game. Regardless of what the MO is going to be during the course of Bill O'Brien's career at State College. Navy defensively plays a very sound, basic scheme. It's a defensive style that really complements what the Mids do on offense. The mission schematically for the midshipmen on defense is to keep drives alive. Don't give up big plays. And I think keep drives alive. In other words, don't allow scoring plays, 20, 30, 40 yards or more. They want opposing teams to have to really earn their points by driving downfield and consuming a lot of time, because Navy's offense plays keep away, and the Mids, in their style, on both sides of the ball, try to limit possessions per game, consume a lot of time, and frustrate the opposing team. And Navy's defense is really geared to play in that style. Buddy Green's been the defensive coordinator since Paul Johnson took over as head coach in 2002. Doesn't do a lot of risk-taking. If the Mids blitz, it's generally with a zone blitz or maybe by sending one extra guy, but they're not going to go all out and leave their secondary exposed for big pass plays. They got burned a lot early in his tenure. More recently, they've had a lot of success playing in his style. This particular team is very inexperienced as well as undersized up front. The Mids lost their best defensive player, and sometime Jabari Tuwani graduated from defensive end last spring. Secondary shows a lot of promise. They've got some corners, in particular Parrish Gaines at one cornerback position, you know, really more or less held their own against some very good opponents since the last half of last season. Linebacking core has gone through some difficulties because of injuries, not only with guys missing game action, but also being beaten up and unable to practice on a consistent basis. So the Mids, you know, with a sound, very vanilla type of style defensively, really have their work cut out for them nonetheless against Penn State.
Bob, give me an idea of the respect that you have for Paul Johnson, and now in the last 5 years, Ken Niumatalolo, and what they have to do on an everyday basis as football coaches, but working within that special environment, an environment that demands much more out of them, and that football is a secondary element on the campus.
Well, Steve, you know, in Paul's case, first he changed the culture of Navy football in such a dramatic way, really a 180-degree turnaround for the Mids. Navy was 3-30 prior to 2003 when Johnson took the Mids in his second season to the first of 8 straight bowl games. One of the things that you heard a lot around Annapolis during those lean years under his predecessor, Charlie Weatherby, were comments such as, well, the Mids lost, but they played hard. Or, you know, the Mids kept it close against Toledo. They lost by just one. Paul Johnson came in and said, you know what? You've got a higher calling here. You've got a mission to serve the country. Yeah, we have our work cut out for us, but we're not going to talk about what a great effort you put forth. You know, bottom line is you're here to play football to win. And he changed the mentality of the Navy football program. Of course, scheduling is an independent, played a big role in the early years in turning things around, as did his triple option offense. As a play caller, really he's ingenious in a lot of ways in terms of what he does to take advantage of opposing defenses and how they try to defend his triple option offense. So Paul changed the culture early on. Kenny Niumatalolo, in my mind, is a first-class individual in every way. I mean, he's the kind of guy that I root for personally and enjoy working with professionally. I think more than any other coach I've been around, having covered college football, college basketball, and professional baseball, Kenny is somebody that I think everybody in the athletic department who works with him on an everyday basis feels the same way about. He's a family man. He's a guy who genuinely cares about his players, and I think really embraces the mission that he has, not only to coach a football team, but also to play his small and yet significant role in molding young men to become future Marine Corps and Navy officers. And I think really one of the great testaments to what he's done during his time as head coach is to look at the grade point averages of midshipmen and also see the number of mids from the football team who've risen to pretty high ranks within the brigade of midshipmen on the leadership spectrum. The mids, in the past, in football, were somewhat detached from the rest of the brigade before Paul Johnson got to Annapolis, certainly. But I think during Kenny's tenure, really, he has told his midshipmen, and they have practiced it, to be a big part of the brigade and the Naval Academy mission on an everyday basis. And that's what I've enjoyed most about the success that he's experienced, is because I think he's in it for all the right reasons. And I think that, as a coach at the Naval Academy, there aren't many, if any, better examples of blending the two, being a coach who looks for results out on the field, but also being a mentor who looks to help young men off the field.
Bob, thanks so much. Appreciate the time very, very much. I know you've been trying to tend to a baby there at the same time, so it's not easy to do an interview while also trying to make sure that sweet child is also being taken care of.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about what? No.
Don't even think twice
about it. I mean,
our babysitter she got in a car accident on the way here. But she's doing. I mean, fortunately, her car is not. She's okay. But I didn't expect to have Maria when I talked to you today. But here she is.
You tell Maria she's an absolute delight, and she's invited on the show anytime she wants. All right, that's how we feel about Maria.
Awesome, Steve. I appreciate it.
Bob, look forward to seeing you on Saturday, and I know you need an email from me, and I'll make sure you get that this afternoon.
Likewise, Steve. I've enjoyed your work from afar for a long time. Look forward to meeting you, and certainly looking forward to coming to Penn State. Okay.
Bob, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Bob Soci with us. Outstanding play-by-play voice of Navy football. Adam Rittenberg next hour. Tomorrow, Dave Hess, head coach at Selins Grove. Todd Tilfer, head coach at Shikellamy, will preview the game with you with both coaches tomorrow on the show. Also, Maya Hayes tomorrow, one of the top soccer players in the country. But again, Adam Rittenberg next hour. Today's show being brought to you by good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. And don't hesitate to say hi to Lee when you're there as well. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hubble's Wharf. And the hotline open from Lenape Solar, 1-800-795-9565. Go to lenapesolar.com. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Another bizarro day out there. And I do not want to include Adam Rittenberg in this comment. But did you see ESPN.com today?
I'm looking at it right now, actually.
Matt Marcinson, because the 13th player to leave, the backup walk-on kicker is on the front of ESPN.com?
I didn't see that one. I have to hit refresh and see.
I mean, I sit there, I shake my head. What? There are backup walk-on kickers that leave all the time in college football. He's the backup walk-on kicker. I like him. Nice young man. So whatever decision he made, but I mean, is it significant? Well, it's significant in that he would have been the backup kicker. Yeah. So if something happens to Sam Ficken or they
feel they have to make a change or he gets hurt, whatever, yeah, okay. But the front page of ESPN.com? Are you kidding me? It's like the, when Tim Buckley left. Tim Buckley, first guy to leave. He's a walk-on. Going back home to North Carolina. Could be the trend. Could be the trend. Honest to goodness. I mean, I grew up in Connecticut. There's something not right in the water in Bristol. I mean, I think, you know, I think they had to go over to Lake Compounds and check it out and make sure what the bacteria level is.
The bacteria.
Come on, man. Come on. I mean, no, I mean, but it's not a story. I mean, is it a story that maybe you put on the football homepage? Maybe. But on the front of ESPN.com? Phillies are surging. Yankees are trying to hold off the Orioles. You got the Packers and the Bears coming up tonight. All right, Notre Dame's going to play Michigan State this weekend. USC's got Stanford. And this is one of your top eight stories?
Oh, wait, you forgot souped up LeBron X sneaker to retail for $270. Whoopee.
But I'm saying, though, but this is one of the stories? Really? And I'm saying this with all due respect to Matt Marcinson. I'm not trying to put down Matt Marcinson, but what other backup walk-on kicker that leaves the team in the country ends up in the front of ESPN.com?
How many backups have gotten off the team or left the team now that haven't been on there? Not just kickers, just backups.
I mean, honest to goodness. I mean, if they don't have a drug testing policy there, I'd strongly recommend it. I mean, there's not a single person there that gets what news is.
Listen, let's face it. It's Disney. Mickey Mouse is running the place.
Today was. I mean, I'm sorry. They had, you know. You can't just be the E all the time at ESPN. You have to be the N in network at the end, okay? With some responsibility.